Everyone, this is Rally Sports Talk Show, the one and only Rally Sports Talk Show. Today, I want to show y'all, break it down for y'all, Inter Miami and how they were able to win these games. They're 6-0 right now. Messi has 9 goals in 6 matches, which is amazing. So I'm going to break it down for y'all, all right? From beginning to the very end. All right, stay with me, everyone. So Messi and his Inter Miami squad, they scored 4 goals. Josef Martínez scored in the 3rd minute. Josef Martínez, the way he scored that goal in the 3rd minute was just really quick. I remember it was a ball from somebody, and then Josef Martínez was able to do what the old Josef Martínez used to do when he played for Atlanta United, and that's finish. Remember, Josef Martínez came after the year, 2018, where he tore his ACL, but he came back stronger. And everyone's just questioning Josef Martínez. When is the old Josef Martínez coming back? Which he did. He performed at a high level, scored the 3rd minute. And that's one of the quickest goals that Inter Miami has right now. Lionel Messi scored his 9th goal in the 20th minute. And Messi, in total, has altogether 21 goals. In total, they're going to surpass it in the championship, I think, in my opinion. Jordi Alba scored for Barcelona. When Jordi Alba scored in the 45th, the 3rd minute of the game before halftime, it was a play where I felt like the defenders just gave up at that point, man. Like, it's the formation, and also, too, like, everyone was worried about Sergio Busquets, where he was going to be on the field and everything like that. But the realistic of the matter was they have other players just besides Messi that can score. They have Jordi Alba. They have Josef Martínez. They have other guys on the team. So it's not like a one-person show. Everybody has to contribute at some point in the game. And then the rookie finally scored his first goal in the 84th minute, in the 84th minute to make it 4-1. Spectacular game. My Inter Miami had 53% of the possession of the ball than Philadelphia Union. Philadelphia Union had 15 fouls to 4 with Inter Miami. No red cards, but 8 corner kicks for Philadelphia Union. They weren't able to get those. A lot of corner kicks to turn into goals, though. That's the only difference. But Andre Blake didn't have no great game. He let in 4 goals. And so with the Messi's goal from outside of the box is just interesting, because it's one of those things where Andre Blake was backing up. He didn't really see where the ball was going to go, but it ended up going in the back of the net anyways. And it was interesting to see how, like, everyone reacted, because it wasn't a normal, like, strike from the, like, close. It was one of those long shots where, if it was any other league, I think a goalkeeper would have saved that. But it was so difficult for him to save that he ended up backing up. And I'll show y'all, like, on a virtual, a actual play-to-play playbook on my Instagram after I'm done with my podcast, is that Andre Blake was playing back, and he was looking back the whole time. And so I'll show y'all when I'm done with the podcast, but it was an amazing game for Inter Miami, and they are the favorites to win it. I just wanted to say I give my props to Messi and what he's accomplished so far, man, with this Inter Miami team. His first year, and he's already making, like, already in the championship game with 9 goals, man. It's just amazing. What Tato Martínez has done for the head coach of the team is he's done a pretty good job at, like, keeping the team motivated and keeping them, like, energized and, like, being able to play. And so those are the things that I saw from yesterday. And they still perform at the high level. I just heard that the Revolution game had canceled their game this weekend, because of Nashville's in the championship game, so they're not playing until October. That's okay, but we're still going to go out there to Nashville, Tennessee, and handle business as always. Revolution Unified Team is going to play Nashville Unified Team. I'll let y'all know how the game goes. And if it's live stream, I got to ask everyone over there. I'll send y'all a link so that y'all be able to watch the game online or something. And that's going to be great because you'll be able to see how our team does on this live stream. And I won't forget any one of y'all. And so we're just going to continue this. Just to start something new, because we just got to find a way to get a win, bro, in Nashville, Tennessee. It's going to be a nice venue. This is going to be my first time out there. Going to go to Nashville, Tennessee for a game. And also to play, too, for a soccer game. It's going to be fun. I know it's going to be real exciting, too. With that being said, man, I'm just going to enjoy it to the full moment, you know. And I just want to give my props to that Inter Miami team. Man, they done so well. Same with the Nashville team. Walker Zimmerman in that squad, bro. These guys done it. They've been playing this game for a long time. And they're veterans. And they're all hungry for a championship. It's in this championship game this weekend. It's going to be like, who wants it more on Saturday? Who wants it more? Who's more hungry for this championship? Is it Inter Miami and Messi? Or will it be Walker Zimmerman and the defense of Nashville, Tennessee? The game's going to be in Tennessee. So the venue is going to be already made for us to watch. But we will see how they're going to perform. These two teams are both hungry. They're battling their lives out right now. So we're going to see how they are going to end up doing. Hopefully, it's going to be an exciting game, close game, and not a blowout like the Philadelphia Union game. But then again, we will see. Like I always say, for everyone that's tuning in, this is Rally Sports Talk Show. And like, we will continue this conversation for another day. But it's just been exciting news for everybody right now. And like this Philadelphia Union team, they ended up losing. But we'll continue this conversation for another day. This is the one and only Rally Sports Talk Show. The one and only Rally Sports Talk Show is out. Peace, everyone. Take care. Stay blessed. Stay highly favored. Like I said again, this is Wednesday. This is the middle of the week. Whatever you have going for you, just do it. Shoot for the stars. Shoot for the moon. BeYourBest.com. You got to train to be your best every single day that you step on the pitch. And we're going to continue to do that every single time we do. All right. Y'all take care. Stay blessed. Stay highly favored. This is Rally Sports Talk Show. The one and only Rally Sports Talk Show. Rally is out. Good luck to both teams in the championship. And we will see who comes on top and who's more hungry. Hungrier than ever. Take care, everyone. Peace.